USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The upcoming GOP presidential debate is just hours away. Tonight, Republican candidates will take the stage in California. Among the seven contenders who qualified for the debate are Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Former President Trump is skipping the debate to meet with striking auto workers in Michigan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is stressing the need for a bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown, and he says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
He emphasized that border concerns can't be addressed if the government is closed. Republicans blame Democrats for overspending last year's budget. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue that they've played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages. Because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Cruz drew a parallel between illegal immigrants and modern-day slaves who are under the control of cartels. Just last weekend, there were over 4,000 crossings into the Texas border town of Eagle Pass alone. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery today. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse are accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. Half of Democratic senators are now urging Menendez to resign. Tonight's Powerball jackpot up to $850 million. It is the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That, in and of itself, is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 3.4 million vehicles in the U.S. and telling owners to park them outside due to the risk of engine compartment fires. Those recalls cover multiple cars and SUVs from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe and Kia Sorento. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short, which can touch off a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. The House has overturned the White House's restrictions on shooting and archery sports in schools with an overwhelming 424-1 vote in favor of the Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act, introduced by Tennessee Republican Mark Green last month. He emphasized that hunters and fishers are the best conservationists. Well, how did we ever leave without it?
25 years ago today, Google was born. It may seem hard to remember a time before the search giant became a dominant force on the internet and in the tech world at large, but it actually started as a PhD project at Stanford University back in 1998. Today, it's one of the most influential companies in the world, and we can talk to it and ask it mind-boggling, life-altering questions like, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ding and wah pop 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 pa pow. Or so I've heard.
I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.